兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all。
好，高兴再次来到大家当中分享神的话语。
I'm very happy to be in your midst again to share God's words。
刚才我们已经读过一段的圣经，是希伯来书十二章一到三节。
We just read the passage from Book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
我相信好多弟兄姐妹读过这段圣经好多次。
I believe many of you have read this passage many times.
这个是一个非常好也非常重要的一段圣经。
This is a very good, very well-known and important passage.
在刚才所读的圣经里面呢，前面第一节呢的最后的地方提到奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
The end of the very first we just read, saying that let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
我不晓得大家怎么来看你前头的路程呢？
I wonder how do you treat the road ahead of you?
有些人他可能好高兴，我们又打开一天的生活了。
Some of you may feel, well, this is another a new day. I can begin to live.
我们可以跟我们的家人、我们的朋友、教会的弟兄姐妹，好一同来走前面的路。
I'm so happy that I do have an opportunity to share the road ahead of us with brothers and sisters and family.
假如你是这样啦，我就要恭喜你，因为你的生活活得很好。
I would like to congratulate you if you're such person.
但是有些人呢，我也见过一些人呢。他们很害怕前面的路。
However, I do see many who do they are afraid of the road ahead of them.
甚至我看到曾经看过一个人呢，他好怕，他怕到一个地步呢，他要毁灭自己的生命。
I have seen people who have so much fear, they afraid what it's coming to a point they determine to terminate their life.
当然他是有点就忧郁的一种情况。
Of course, they do suffer great worries.
那我问他你为什么要这样呢？
And I say to the person, why you are so depressed?
其实他的解很简单，他的理由很简单。
And actually his reasoning is very simple.
他说我的孩子那么小，我这丈夫也不是很成熟，路怎么前面的路怎么过了，怎么走了
she said to me, my children are still young and my husband is not mature, and how can I endure and live?
那我听他这样说了，明显这是一种心理的一种忧郁的情况，害怕前面的路。
Once I heard her words, I understand she suffered depression. She is afraid what's coming to her life.
不过呢，无论怎么你怎么想，你前面的路你总是要走的。
So no matter what attitude you have, you still need to walk on the path ahead of you.
虽然每个人走的方式都不同。
Though you may have to choose a different way to live this path.
但是你总是要向前走。
No matter what, you do need to live on.
方法不同。
You may have a different method.
但一定是要向前。
And yet, no matter what, you have to march forward.
那有些人呢，他们的路是怎么走的呢？
And so to some people, they live like this.
大部分的人都是顺其自然。
Most of the people, they just follow the flow.
他们都是不是他们走路，乃是路来带着他们走。
They are not leading the way, they are allowing the way to lead their life.
我觉得大部分人都是被路来带着他们走。
I believe a majority were led by the circumstances of their lives.
我不晓得你们是不是这样。
I'm not sure about your life.
好像你生出来，你就有一样，一定有些情况你要过的，比方说在香港呢，你很早，我就说在美国也是很早，一两岁就带他要学，要去那个 pre-kindergarten。
I don't know about you, but many people who were born, they were set out to learn. Like in Hong Kong, even when you're 1 or 2 year old, you will be sent to pre-kindergarten to learn.
因为呢，他们就觉得要赢在起跑点。
Because they say they need to win at the beginning of the race line.
好多人是没有童年的，就是要到就要学。
Many people lose their childhood because they dedicate their lives by learning because of the parents.
那父母都是有一种压力，要他们走在这条路上。
The parents were pressured to push their children to walk on the path of study.
然后就总之这个人生要读完这个 kindergarten， 就是幼儿园。然后就是小学，然后就是初中、中学，一直就要走下去。
So after pre-K is kindergarten, then grade school, then middle school and high school, they would need to continue on with their journey.
好了，好辛苦，读完书了，就一定要找工作做了。
So finally, they endure all this study, and now they need to search for a job.
你没有读完，你没有工作做，好像是落后了。
So if you couldn't find a job, you are seeing someone who's falling behind.
不太正常，你一定要这样走的。
So if you couldn't find a job, you are abnormal. You have to follow the flow.
所以你要工作之后了，然后就人家就问你啊，你什么时候结婚啊
？So after you have a job, people will start to ask you, when are you going to get married?
所以你就要找对象结婚了。
Then you think about I should get a spouse.
假如你不结婚，又好像又落后了。
So if you didn't get married, you feel you are falling behind the crowd again.
然后呢，哎呀，到一个时候了，好幸运找到好的对象结婚了。然后有人就问你什么时候生孩子啊
？So if you're lucky, finally you find a spouse, you get married, and then people will ask you when are you going to have children?
要生孩子了。
And then you say, I better have kids.
那就是要生一个嘛。
Then you say, probably I should have one.
啊，然后就是这样下。
And then we just follow the flow.
所以你好多人呢就被路来带着走
，and therefore we are led by the circumstances.
然后就生孩子之后就做工，做工之后就退休。
So after you have children, you work for children, then you retired.
然后退休了，你就一定要退休啊。
And then you have to retire.
因为大家都退休嘛。
Because everyone else retired.
你明明可以工作，你都退休了。
And even though you are able to work, you have to retire.
因为大家都要去外面走走吧。
Because everyone is having vacation.
所以你要到外面走走了。
And therefore, I should do it too.
那总之就是这个跟着那条路来。
And therefore, we are following the flow.
这是一种。
And that's one type of.
那一种情况呢？我觉得是，我是刚刚这前两天才因为要手这些资料讲到了，我就看到一篇介绍一个关于一套电影的一个介绍。我没有看过那个电影，那个电影的介绍呢，已经是很有兴趣了。
And however, there is another type of living. As I was preparing this sermon, I did some research. Through the research, I find out there's a movie, though I didn't see the movie.
本来我是想做 YouTube 看看啊，结果都没有，都要给钱才可以看的。
And I thought about seeing this movie, and then I realized I need to pay for the movie. I have a second thought.
所以呢，我就这个。电影的介绍也是好有兴趣。
And however, the introduction of the movie is quite interesting.
也可以代表好多人的一种情况。
That which represent many people's mind.
他说了有好多人呢、啊，都是精英，都是社会上的有头有面的人，都就是每个人都收到一些信呢、啊，一封信呢、啊，就是邀请他们上了一列的火车。
The movie is about the elite of the society. They all receive a letter and invitation to get on a train.
在火车上，所以呢，每一个都是精英。
So once they get on the train, they realize everyone is considered an elite in the society.
很有学问的。
They are very learned person.
也穿得好，有体面的。
And they are elegant and they are well dressed.
在车上所有的吃喝欢乐，所有都是免费的。
And all the expense on the train are free to them.
然后呢，他们就大家好高兴，在那里吃啊、喝啊、谈话啊，这样。
So as they enjoy their ride together, they fellowship, they have a great conversation to one another.
然后呢，列车就一直是向前走的。
And they realize the train continue moving forward.
然后他们就在里面就吃喝快乐，非常高兴。
And in the train, they party, they celebrate, and having a lot of fun.
大家当时大家好高兴，不过呢，有一个问题呢，大家都不想问的。
And even though they are having a great fun together, there is a question in everyone's mind, and yet no one dare to ask.
那就是谁请我们上去的，上来的呢？
That is, who actually invited us to get on this train?
那谁来供应我们一切的需要的呢？
Who supply all the needs we are enjoying?
我们来这里做什么呢？
And what was the purpose why we are here?
然后那个车向前走的时候会去哪里去呢？
And they don't even know where is the destination of the train ride.
知道大家好矛盾呢。
So,
so
there's a great conflict in their heart, even though they really enjoy the party.
但是不晓得那个目的在哪。
And yet they do not know the destination of the train.
大家就觉得，当然我没有看过那套电影了，他就写到这里了。
though I did, because I didn't see the movie, I really don't know what's the ending of
the movie. 所以我也想看看他究竟去哪里去。
So I, because I didn't see the movie, so I really curious what is the story end up to be.
不过今天的人生其实也差不多啊。
But actually, this reflect of our lives in on the earth.
我们好像都在一个生命的列车这样。不断地向前走。
Aren't we all in the train of life, keep continue moving forward?
好快乐。
Yes, we are enjoying the party.
但是不晓得去哪里。
And yet we do not know where the train is going.
所以这个中文名字呢，叫翻译叫死亡列车。
So the movie is translated to the train of death.
所以当然这个，我们从那个这个翻译里面呢，我们就看到这个结果了。
So from the name of the movie, we already know the ending of the movie.
不过我们这个人生的列车也可以称得上是死亡列车啊。
But aren't this the same, which reflect our life on the earth as well?
有没有人不要死的
？Anyone here
可以免死的
？Do not wish to die?
拿了免死金牌的。
Who want to get the pass so that you won't die?
没有的。
Nobody could have that privilege.
所以我们都是死亡列车。
So we too, we are getting on the train of death.
这是好多人的人生前面的路的写照。
And which is the true reflection of our life on the earth.
不过今天我们所读的圣经呢
？And however, the passage we just read,
它却是给我们一个好大的一个盼望。
And yet, it gives us a great hope.
他讲到了另外一种人。
It talks about there is another type of person.
他是些跟从主的人。
They are the people who follow the Lord.
认识耶稣的人。
Those people who know Jesus.
这里提到有一个的字是很特别的。
There is a word which is very peculiar here.
是在第二节
，which is in verse
2 OK， 没有，都还是第一节啊，第一节后面。
嗯，
这里说脱去容易缠累我们的罪，全心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
It talks about let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance.With the race marked out for us.
这里提到中文的圣经里面呢，就提到有一个字叫奔，奔走的奔。
And there is a word run right here.
这个奔呢，就是表示这种用力的，向前走的那种感觉。
Run means there's a motion. You put your effort into it. You are trying to move forward fast.
这是我所形容的第三种人。
And this is the third type of person I'm trying to tell you.
他的态度是个奔的态度。
And this person has an attitude of living of running.
奔了摆在前头的路程。
Running to where? Running to the race marked out for the person.
什么人会奔呢？
And who are type of person will run for this race?
你假如你不晓得你去哪里的话，你很少会奔。
And nobody will run if the person know where they are running towards to.
什么时候会奔呢？
And when will a person start to run?
我当然没有那么特别，不过我记得有段时间呢，我的那个 孙子出生之后呢，我就第一个孙子，现在我有第二个了，感谢主。我发觉了有一段短短时间，哎呀，我好想好快回家去看看那个孙子。
I look back in my life. I remember when I had my very first grandchild. I have an eagerness in my heart that I want to run back home to see my grandchild.
现在我孙女呢已经差不多一个月了。
And now I have my second grandchild. She is about 1 month old.
那种感觉也来了。
And that feeling comes up again once more.
就说好想快点回家。
I have an eagerness to run back home to see them.
所以你有一个目的。
There is a purpose.
前面有一种喜乐。
There is a joy set ahead of you.
你知道你去哪里。
You know where you are going.
你就有这个奔的那种的力量。
And therefore, you have a great motivation to push you to run.
所以这里说了，他因为摆在前面的那种喜乐了，他就可以向前奔。
So the person runs because there is a destination set out for the person.
然后他就轻看了旁边种种的困难。
And therefore, he can despise, and you can let down of all other burdens.
他就放弃所有的残虑。
And the person is willing to lay down all the burdens.
这个是我们基督徒的一条路的情况。
And this is the condition of the way all Christians should be running.
所以呢，我今天呢，很想跟大家来思想我们前面的路。
And therefore, I would like to ponder upon the topic of how should we consider something ahead of us.
那究竟基督徒前面的路我们应该怎么走呢？
And then we need to consider how Christians should consider the way ahead of us.
怎么样的真的能够带着一个奔走，一个很轻省的、很喜乐的心来向前走。
How can we have a heart and motivation to run on this race and travel light?
这条路，我们基督徒的路是引到一个喜乐的一个结果，一个荣耀的结果。
The way of Christian is leading us to a destination of glory.
我们是有理由可以向前奔走。
There is a great reason to push us and motivate us to march forward.
但是呢
，However，
按照圣经所提示的，我们前面的路呢，是有一些特征我们要注意。
However， according to the passage， the scripture tell us the condition of the way that we do need to pay attention to。
有一个地方，在马太福音第七章十三到十四节。
There is a place which is in Matthew chapter。
对，这是大家都很熟的圣经，所以很简单，我就不需要大家看了。
All right, it's in Matthew chapter 17, which you don't need to turn to.
这是说人生，这有两条路，不同的路。
It talks about there are two ways of people's life.
一条路是那个路是那种宽大的啊，是宽的，好大的。找到的人也好多。
There are two ways of life. One way is quite wide open and is flat, and many people found this to be an easy way to.
但那条路呢是引到灭亡去。
And yet that way will lead people to the to
灭亡
to diminishing.
然后呢，另外一条路呢
？And however, there is another way.
就是信仰的路。
That is the way of faith.
引导永生的路。
That way will lead us into the way.
也就是我们基督徒
eternal life
所选择的条路。
That is the way we Christian chose.
值得我们去奔走的那条路。
It is worthwhile to make us to have endeavor.
这条路有个特征
path. There is a characteristic about this way.
这个门是小。
The way, the gate of the way is narrow.
这个路是很窄。
The way is narrow.
所以呢，找到的人也很少。
And therefore, not many people can find this way.
这是我们这个路的特征。
And this is the characteristic of the way.
所以呢，刚才所读的圣经呢，也是相应的一种情况。
And therefore, the passage we just read reflect to this fact.
这条路呢， 他说你要放下你各样的重担。
The author talk about when you walk and race on this way, you need to lay down all the burdens.
然后呢，脱去那些缠累我们的罪。
And you have to throw off everything that hinder you and the sin of yours.
啊，为什么要这样呢
？And why we need to do that?
因为那条路是很小。
Because the way is narrow.
尤其是那个门呢
？Especially the gate of the way is very narrow.
所以呢，你不能够带着好多 的重担进去。
And therefore, you cannot carry so much burden on your back to go through the way.
所以呢，这个是一个提醒。
And therefore, this is it serves as a reminder.
要经过这件事情呢，我们比较容易做，基督徒比较容易做。
And actually, this is something easy for Christians to do.
那为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为我们都知道那个罪是不好。
Because we all know sins are bad.
啊，我们也知道那个重担，我们都巴不得把它放下。
And we all know the things are considered burden to us that we don't want to carry them.
所以圣经这样教导我们呢，我们都很愿意啊，按着圣经的教导去做。
And therefore, when the teaching of the Bible instruct us this way, we are all willing to follow.
尤其是我们听到圣经说，主耶稣说，啊，凡劳苦担重担的人。可以到我这里来，我叫你们得安息。
Especially we heard the word from Jesus, whoever carry heavy laden can come before him.
啊，那是太好了。
This is a truly golden verse.
啊，我们都愿意放下重担。
We are willing to lay down our burdens.
脱去我们的罪。
To take off all our sins.
因为他，背负我们的担心。
Because our Lord can carry our burdens.
啊，这讲到这里呢，我觉得有一个真理呢，我想和大家。来好好来思考。
Up to this point, I would like to share with you something that we can ponder upon.
我们良心也好，别人提醒我们也好，我们对于罪了，我们要对付它，我们要胜过它。
No matter it's our own conscience or other people's reminder, we all want to overcome and triumph over them.
这是没错的。
This is indeed.
圣经也常常这样
This is
教导我。
Indeed, the teaching from the scripture.
但是呢，这个当圣经的一个最重要的一个对于罪的地方，它不是说我们要胜过罪恶。
And however, when it comes to the true essence of the scripture, it did not talk about we ourselves need to overcome the sin.
当圣经说我们要放下。我们要脱去的时候，它是根据一个的很一贯的一个非常重要的真理。
There is a foundation that teaches us that we how we can put off our burden.
就是我们所有的罪
，That is all of our sins and transgressions
都可以放在耶稣基督的救恩里面。
That is, we can put all of them into the salvation of Jesus Christ.
完全得到解决的。
Then it can be solved once.
他的宝血赦免洁净我们一切的罪。
His precious blood can cover and cleanse all of our sins.
所以呢，好像圣经里面提到耶稣的十字架呢，就好像旧约的铜蛇一样。
So when you talk about the cross of Jesus, it's like a bronze snake in the Old Testament.
那个铜蛇的意思是什么呢
？And what does the bronze snake represent?
就是人被罪所伤害了。
That is, humans were attacked by sin.
就好像以前的以色列人，他们被火蛇所咬了。
Just like the Israelites in the past, they were hurt and harmed by the snakes.
所以他们的结局就是死。
And therefore, they were led to the consequence of death.
但是呢，当时神给那些被蛇咬的人有一个拯救的方法。
And yet, God provided a way to save those people who were bitten by the snakes.
那个拯救的方法是很简单的。
The way to be saved is very easy.
就是他们要跑到外面去。
That is, they need to run outside of the camp.
离开自己的家。
To leave their own camp.
跑到旷野去。
To run into the wilderness.
他有信心的。
So it requires faith.
他们就去那边。
They require faith to walk.
只要他们举头仰望那条铜蛇。
As long as they are willing to lift their heads to the bronze snake hanging on the rod,
他们就得到痊愈了。
Then they will be healed.
这是个神迹。
And this is truly a miracle.
不过呢，就要求你的信心。
It only requires your faith.
有些人假如说，怎么可能呢？
If some people say to themselves, how could this be?
有没有骗我啊？
Would this be a lie?
那么简单吗？
Are you kidding me?
假如你给我一点点的那种东西，给的我贴一贴我的伤口。
If you give me piece of medicine and allow me to,
有种感觉也好啊。
So let me feel it. Maybe perhaps.
最少我可以这样做。
At least there is something for me to do.
让我得到痊愈。
Then I can be healed.
但是走出外面。
And yet, when you are asking me to run outside the,
用眼看一看就可以吗？
Really, I just look at something that I can be healed.
有些人不会去这。
And some people say, no, I won't do such a silly thing.
但是去的人。
And however, whoever decide to go,
有得到完全的痊愈。
And when they lift up their eyes and fix their eyes on the bronze snake, they were healed.
那耶稣在这个约翰福音三章也是这样说，那里讲到耶稣被举起来。就像铜蛇被举起来一样。
And Jesus said the same thing in Gospel of John chapter 3, that whoever lift their eyes to Jesus, believing Jesus alive, just like Israelites who lift their eyes to the bronze snake.
所以呢，当圣经说要放下各样的重担。
And therefore, when the scriptures say that we should lay down all things that entangle us,
脱去那些容易缠累我们的罪，
to take off the sin that so easily entangles,
这是要挑战我们的信心。
It actually challenges our faith.
当然也挑战我们的行动。
Of course, it challenges our action.
我们也最低限度，我们要放下，我们要脱去。
The minimum thing we need to do is we should take off and put off the burden.
但是最后，我们真的能够胜过罪恶，不是我的行为，我的决定。
And however, ultimately, when we truly triumph our sin, it's not because of our action.
是耶稣基督的救恩。
It's because of the salvation provided by Jesus Christ.
我们就可以进到那条窄路里。
Then we can enter the way of the narrow.
引导永恒，引导永生。
And lead us into eternal life.
那这条路呢，但是还有另外一种的情况。
And however, there is another condition of the way.
这条路上呢，有好多人。
There are many people on this way as well.
这条属灵的信仰的路。
This is the way of the spiritual life.
常常因为我们基督徒有一些原则，有一些我们应该 follow 的那种教导。
There are principles we Christians try to follow.
按照这个圣经讲了。
According to the scripture right here.
第三节。
Verse 3.
来引受罪人顶顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
That you need to consider him who endures such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
这条信仰的路。
So this way of faith.
有好多人，
there are many people there.
他会让我们感到好疲倦。
There are many people on the way will make us feel weary.
这里说免得疲倦灰心。
So it talk about so that we will not grow weary and lose heart.
这条引到永生的路。
This is the way which will lead us into eternal life.
既然是种这样的情况，
if that is the way,
我们就要学习思想耶稣，仰望耶稣。
Then we need to consider Christ.
其实今天我最想跟你们讨论的思想的就是这一点。
And actually, this is the very essence I would like to share with you today.
我们怎么能够真的能够有力量的，专心的向前来奔跑呢？
How can we truly focus our mind to walk and race and run on this path?
除了前面有一个喜乐，有一个永恒的盼望，让我们来向前奔跑之外，
Besides the joy and eternal hope set before us to motivate us to wrong.
我们也要留心在我们这条路上要处理有好多叫我们疲倦的事情。
We also need to pay attention. There are things and people of the way that will make us feel weary and losing heart.
我不晓得大家有没有这种经验。
I wonder whether you have such experiences or not.
在这个人生的旅程里面，最叫我们疲倦的是什么？
What is the thing of your life, life journey, a journey of life that will make you weary?
有没有想过？
Have you ever considered this?
其实这叫我们疲倦的不是工作。
And actually, the thing that will make us weary in our journey of life is not work.
常常是人。
Oftentimes, it's people.
耶稣在这条顺服上帝和父神所安排的路上，也有好多叫他疲倦的人。
Actually, when Jesus followed the will of the Lord to work on his ministry, there are many people in his lifetime that will tire him and wear him out.
当然，在这条路上也有好多属于自己的软弱。
Of course, there the way also.Consists our weakness as well.
自己的不足
they are our own insufficiency.
这些都是叫让我们感觉到疲倦的。
They are those things of our own that will make us tiresome and weary.
那下面呢，我有三点，我尽量呢不会太长。不过有三点呢，我很想跟大家思想。
And following, I have three points I would like to share with you.
让我们好好的来真的。奔了摆在我们前面的路
，so that we can really set our heart to run on this race.
思想耶稣
，to really consider.
那思想耶稣的什么呢
？And what should we consider about Jesus?
第一个地方呢
，first,
思想耶稣，他也曾经被罪人所顶撞。
That is, he who has endured the opposition from sinners.
然后思想他怎么样？来面对人的顶撞
，and how could he face the opposition of sinners？
然后我们就不会疲倦灰心。
Then if we learn from him, we will not feel tiresome.
你知道耶稣在世界上的时候，好多人顶撞他。
Do you know when Jesus was on this earth, he faced many oppositions and challenges？
想到他的情况呢，我们被人的顶撞都是小儿科了。
And once we understand the opposition faced by Jesus, everything we are facing right now seems so insignificant.
那他被什么人顶撞
？And who came up and go against Jesus？
举两个例子。
Let me just raise two examples to you.
一个呢，就是他做了好多好的事情。
One thing is he has done many good deeds.
但是呢，人家却不了解他。
And yet people misunderstood him.
顶撞。
They came and challenged and opposed him.
有一次
，and once，
他明明做了件好的事情
，he truly did something great.
这是把一个被鬼附的人，把鬼从他身上赶出来。
He cast out a demon from someone who suffered demon possession.
假如我们看见的时候，我们当然是太好了，这个人被释放。
If we are the bystander, we may shout for joy. Oh, this is great! Finally, the person is liberated.
但是呢，在当时的人怎么说呢
？And yet, people at the time they start to make remarks.
当时的人就说：“哦，他把这个人的鬼赶出来，不错了，是真的。
”And they say, indeed, this person has cast out demon from the person.
不错，这个也很好。
Indeed, well, he has done something good.
不过
，However，
他只不过是。靠着鬼王来赶鬼而已。
However, he got the power from the higher demon, so he can cast out the small evil spirit.
不是他赶鬼的。
It's not he who has authority.
是他靠着鬼王赶鬼。
But he trusts and relies the evil power.
所以呢
，And therefore，
其实他是骗子。
And therefore, he is a deceiver.
不是他，真的是他。
It's not because of he has ability.
他是把别人那个鬼王的能力来当作自己的能力而已。
He is only borrowed authority from the demons as his own.
我不晓得当你遇到这样的人的时候，你会怎么看呢？
I wonder how would you react those people who make such remarks.
我就觉得，哎呀，这个怎么会这样？但我以为做了好事了，人家还挺称赞我的嘛。
And you know, if I were Jesus, I would think I did something good. I probably should get some praise.
哎呀，就是不称赞我，也不要出声嘛。
Even though I receive no praise, that's okay. I just be silent.
今天有好多人在教会里面侍奉也是这样。哎呀，我侍奉主应该是好事啊，为什么你还批评我呢
？And some today is the same. When brothers and sisters, when we serve in the church, we might say to myself, "Oh, I'm doing something good. I should get praise from people."
哎呀，我们这些是小儿科啦。
And you know what? We are just in a kindergarten level compared to Jesus.
耶稣他被人说他是被鬼王赶鬼，他是一个骗子。
That Jesus has been labeled as someone who used the name of the power of demon. He is a deceiver.
你知道吗？连耶稣在钉十字架的时候
，Don't you know when Jesus was crucified on the cross？
是最痛苦的时候。
That where he suffered the most.
有时候我们看见人受苦了，我们都不忍心讲些什么话。
When we see someone who is in pain, we don't dare to make any remark.
但是你知道吗
？And however,
当耶稣钉十字架的时候
，When Jesus was hanging on the cross,
那些人还在下面。
Those people were still down on the cross. Below the cross,
我不晓得是同一群人。
I don't know whether they are the same crowd or not.
不过当时的人就这样说。
And however, at the time, people make.
哦，耶稣。
Oh, Jesus.
假如你是神的儿子
，If you are the son of God,
神会救你的。
God will save you.
你就从十字架上下来吧。
Why don't you just come down from the cross?
换句话说
，In other word,
你不下来
，If you don't come down.
你就不是神的儿子了。
You're not son of God.
我就说神不爱你了。
Oh, in other words, God may not love you.
这是其中一些人而已。
And this reflects one group of people.
那另外一些人呢？他说。
And how about another group of people? They say.
你救了别人。
That you're able to save others.
是真的，你救了别人。
Indeed, you have saved others.
你不能够救自己。
How come you couldn't save yourself?
所以呢
？And therefore.
我们那是讲的话是真的。
So, whatever the remarks we made before, it's true.
你不是真有能力。
You don't have the true power.
你是靠鬼王赶鬼。
You do things by trusting in the demon.
你现在。
Look at right now.
你被钉十字架了。
And now you are on the cross.
你都不能够救自己。
You couldn't even save yourself.
所以你看，这都是顶撞。
And you can see they are oppositions.
我们要思想。
We need to consider Jesus.
当他遇到这种情况的时候
，When he faced such challenges,
他怎么来面对
？How did he handle the situation?
在十字架上
，When he was on the cross,
当人这样说的时候
，When people make such remarks,
他说：“父啊，赦免。”
He said, "Father, forgive them."
因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
For they do not know what they are doing.
不晓。
They don't know.
其实他们真的不晓得吗
？Is it true that they don't know what they are doing?
不是，他们都晓得。
No, they do. They
耶稣是看到他们灵魂里面、心灵里面最深的那种无知，他们真是不晓得。
And yet, Jesus see the most inner being of their spirit. They know they are ignorant in the faith.
换句话说，耶稣是同情。
And in other words, Jesus has a great empathy to them.
这是耶稣当时的情况。
This is the condition of Jesus.
其实好多好多顶撞。
And actually, there are so many oppositions against Jesus.
有一件事情我比较能够心同感受。
There is one thing I can have the same feeling as Jesus.
当时好多人跟从了耶稣。
at the time, there were many followers of Jesus who followed him.
好多人跟着他。
So many people followed
他去那里,
him.
大家都跟到哪里?
Wherever he went, people would follow.
他上山,
he went to the mountainside, people followed
啊, 他过海,
him.
他过海,
when he traveled across the sea, people traveled across the sea.
假如有人这样跟着你, 你会感觉怎么样?
If you are, you do have followers like this, how would you feel?
耶稣在当时是这样对他们说,
at the time, Jesus said to the, his followers,
你们跟着我, 因为你们, 因为有饼可以吃,
the reason why you follow me because they are bread.
有, you 有东西可以吃,
you, they are food.
但是我劝你们,
and however, let me give you a word.
要为了存到永恒的食物来了。
You need to labor for the eternal food.
他怎么来处理这些给他荣耀的人呢?
And how did he treat those people who give him glory?
这个跟前面那一些是不同的, 那些人是说是冤枉他的。
Those people are different from the previous group I mentioned, which those people who mock him and who challenge him. And yet we do see a group of people here who lift up Jesus. Yes, there are two types of people in this world. And yet Jesus turned around and started to rebuke them. And in a way, Jesus does not we're not happy about their praise either.
我读神学的时候，我的老师就这样来教我。
When I was in seminary, my teacher taught me.
他说：“你们不要那么紧张那些称赞你的人。”
He said, "Please do not be so uptight of those people who praise you."
那个称赞你的人呢，通常也可以毁谤你。
Those people who praise you before you, they can also mock you. Behind you.
不要那么紧张, 重视。
Don't focus too much attention on them.
事实是这样。
It is true.
耶稣当这样跟他讲, 这样的话的时候,
when Jesus gave such word to them,
还好, 讲这个话的时候还好。
It was okay at the time.
不管你讲什么, 最重要有的吃。
No matter what you say, as long as you have food, we will come.
但是呢，干了一段时间之后没有得吃。
And however, after a while, they found out following Jesus will not have food to eat.
而且呢，耶稣讲的话呢，越来越不明白。
And also, Jesus' teaching turned out to be more difficult to understand.
因为他讲些他们不明白的东西。
Because Jesus started to give teachings they couldn't comprehend.
他们的心没有想到永恒。
They did not put their mind about eternity.
他们没有想到与上帝的关系。
They do not consider the relationship they should have.
他们只是想有的吃。
All they want is some material provision.
所以他们听不明白耶稣的道。
And therefore they couldn't comprehend the teaching of Jesus.
所以呢，有段时间呢。
And therefore it came to a period.
那些好多人的打屁的人呢，一个一个都走了。
Many people start to leave Jesus.
你知道吗? 这个一个个的走啊, 表示什么?
Do you understand that when people leave you one by one?
就是不给你情面了。
That is, they no longer save your
耶稣讲道的时候,
faith. So when Jesus was preaching,
他们一个个都走。
People leave while he was teaching.
你可以想象一下。
Can you imagine?
我在这里讲道了。
Can you imagine I'm preaching right here?
讲了一两个小时之后,
I was preaching 1 to 2 hours.
有些人开始看表了,
and people start to look at their watches.
有些人开始到处望了,
and people start to turn their heads
有些人不客气的就走了,
and some people even very rude, they just took off,
stood
up and left one by one.
当时真的这样啊,
and this is the true scenario at the time.
当时跟随耶稣人就一个个都走了。
While they were following Jesus, and yet they start to turn back from Jesus one by one.
哎呀，走到好伤感啊。
And it really creates a moment of sorrow.
耶稣就对彼得说,
and then Jesus turned to Peter and said,
你们都要走吗?
Are you going to leave as well?
问到这个问题就真的感觉不好了。
And when it comes to this question, it really start to hurt.
啊，幸亏彼得不说不不我不走了。
Fortunately, Peter say, "No, I won't leave you, Lord."
你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
You have the way of eternal life. Who else should we follow?
不过呢，你看到当时的人的顶撞。
And yet, you can imagine the picture at the time when people opposed Jesus.
这是耶稣的没有。对他们这种情况呢，他不计较，也不紧张。
And Jesus did not put this into heart when he sees such thing.
他所比较紧张的就是那些跟从他的，真的跟从他的。
He only paid more attention to those people he had chosen to be his disciple.
耶稣，我们为什么要思想耶稣
？Why should we consider Jesus?
他不仅仅。担负我们的重担。
He not only carry our burden.
他不仅仅解决我们的罪的谄媚。
He not only liberate the entanglement of our sin.
在他的内心里面，他一直一直来要提升那些放下重担的人，那些倚靠他的人的那种生命的一种。
There is a theme in his heart. He focuses on lifting people's life of those who follow him.
所以当你疲倦灰心的时候
And therefore, when you are weary and tired,
觉得很累很倦的时候
When you feel frustrated and you have no energy, consider him.
定睛在他的身上
Focusing your eyes on Jesus.
因为他会把我们
Because he will lift us up.
他的整个的人生
His life.
当他在世界上的时候
When he was on this earth.
他常常都做这种
He oftentimes do this.
我举一两个例子很快
Let me give you one or two examples.
撒该是个很好的例子
Zacchaeus is a very good example.
你知道撒该呢他是个罪人
As you know, Zacchaeus is a sinner.
大家都承认
That we all know he is a sinner.
所以当他要去寻找耶稣的时候
So when he ran and sought for Jesus
那些人故意的挡住他
And many people block him intentionally
他是官啊
He is considered an
official 没有人给他面子
And yet no one gave him any face Because he is a sinner
我想到撒该我就想到邓小平
When I think about Zacchaeus, I thought about Deng Xiaoping.
我想邓小平来了，没有人会挡住他的。
I think about when if Deng Xiaoping was coming in our midst, and
everyone
will block him. Everyone will make a way to let Deng Xiaoping to come forward.
但是撒该没有人让路。
And yet Zacchaeus is different. No one want to make a way for him.
因为他是一个罪人。
Because he is a sinner.
不过呢，他不放弃。
And yet, he did not give up.
他有个追求要见耶稣的那个心。
He has a true desire, want to see Jesus.
所以他看到一棵桑树。
And therefore, he saw there's a fig tree.
他就爬上去。
He climbed up to the tree.
哎呀，我觉得这个真的不容易。
I feel this is quite interesting.
一个有钱人。
He is a wealthy person.
一个财主，一个官。
He's a rich person, and government official.
但是他要爬上树上。
And yet he need to climb up to the tree.
可见他的追求要看耶稣的那种迫切的心。
So when he put on his pride, we can see his desire of seeking Jesus.
对于这样的一个人
，to such a person,
耶稣特别提升他。
And Jesus came to him and lift him up and edify him. When Jesus passed by the tree,
那里有好多人啊。
There are so many people surround Jesus.
但是耶稣却寻找，抬头看这个撒该。
And yet Jesus sought for Zacchaeus. He lifted up his eye and saw. Zacchaeus.
你知道吗？这就是提升啊。
You know what? This is the lifting I'm talking about.
耶稣看中那个要认识他的人。
Jesus picked the one who seeks after him. He lift up his head.
叫他。
He called his name.
下来。
Come down.
然后呢？耶稣说：“我今天要 住在你的家。
And Jesus said to him, Today I'm going to be in your house.
真的不容易。
I'm going to stay in your house.
跟他站在一起。
And Jesus stand right next to him, right beside him.
你跟人站在什么站在一起呢？就表示你跟他认同了。
When you stand right next to the person,You are expressing you identify with the person.
他的好就是你的好。
So if the person is good, then you are good.
他的坏就是你的坏。
If the person is bad, then you are bad.
我昨天我收到一个 WeChat.
Yesterday I received a WeChat message.
那是一些 for 那个 Donald Trump 的人发出来的。
And the message is for those, from those people who pro Donald Trump.
他说我们那个我们的总统被人骂得太多了。
They say our president has been mocked so much by others.
所以呢，我们定了这个日期。
And therefore, we are going to set the date.
在什么地方
？And in a particular location.
我们要一同出来。
That we all need to come out together.
我们要表示我们对总统的支持。
That we want to show our support to our president.
老师说了，当我看到这个 WeChat 的时候
，To be honest, when I saw this WeChat message,
我是有点为他们担心的。
I was kind of worried for those people.
你知道 New York 是什么地方吗？
Do you know what type of area is New York?
New York 是民主党的阵营啊。
You know, New York is the homeland of Democrats.
你假如你要站在 Donald Trump 那边啊，你可能被人问死。那个石头的。
If you stand out, showing your support for Donald Trump, you will be mocked and pushed by others.
好多人都不会站出来的。
No one will dare to stand out in such a location.
所以你知道那个 Donald Trump 当时的选总统之前的那个民调啊，好低的。
As you know, the polls for Donald Trump before the election was so low, in New York.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为你不敢说我是他的朋友啊，
because,
我是赞同他的。
Because no one dared to show their support for Donald Trump.
所以没有人敢这样说的。
So no one dared to show their support.
因为大家都要站在一个比较稳的一个好的一个地方。
Because people like to stand on the ground of which is firm.
住在撒该的家里。
Now Jesus wants to stay in Zacchaeus.
没有人愿意这样做的。
No one wants to stay in Zacchaeus.
但是主耶稣说，我要住在你家。
And Jesus said, I'm going to stay.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why is that?
因为他要提升，要给这个撒该一个机会。
Because Jesus intends to give Zacchaeus a chance.
结果撒该领情了。
Then Zacchaeus truly received.
明白了。
And he truly received it and understood.
所以耶稣没有跟他讲一个大的道理。
Jesus did not say a great teaching to him.
你要怎么样怎么样怎么样怎么样
？To tell him what to do.
没有。
No, he did not say that.
但是耶稣住在他的家。
And yet Jesus lived in his house.
已经把他的生命、他的人生提升起来了。
Has already lived his life.
所以他说。我要把我一半的财产交给穷人。
And therefore, Zacchaeus say, I'm going to take half of my possession and wealth to help the poor.
我以前讹诈谁的，我还他四倍。
Whoever I have cheated, I'm going to repay back to them four times more.
我想想那个撒该什么都没有了。
And I think about Zacchaeus may lose everything.
他的钱财都是俄家人回来的嘛
？Because all most of his possession were from cheating.
换句话说，那个时候他的人生已经不再依靠那些无定的钱财。
In other words, Zacchaeus no longer trust his life upon money.
所以这是一种提升。
Now he has been.
对彼得啊，那些都是很好多这种例子。
And there are so many examples to Jesus' disciples like Peter.
最近我读那个基提的那段圣经的时候。
Recently I just once again I revisit the passage of Rooster Crow.
我就想，哎呀，为什么那个基不在那个彼得三次不认主之前就提呢
？And I wonder why didn't the rooster crow before? Peter denied Jesus?
早点提彼得就好一点，不会擅自不认主了嘛。
If the rooster crow earlier, perhaps Peter won't deny Jesus that many times.
那为什么等到彼得不认主了才提呢？
Why did rooster crow after Peter denied Jesus? Have you ever thought about this?
但耶稣也是差不多啊。
But this is the,
耶稣啊。
This is also applied to
Jesus. 为什么呢？
Why?
耶稣说你要三次不认我。
And Jesus said to Peter, you will deny me three times.
不过呢，我为你祷告。
And however, I'm going to pray for you.
叫你不至于失去信心。
So that you will not lose faith.
改一改就好了。
Why don't you just change the word?
你为我祷告。
Why don't you pray for me?
这样我不犯罪了，不更好吗？
So that I won't sin, is it better?
是不是啊？我不为我的生命留下这个污点了嘛。
So that I won't have feels a remark.
我宁愿你叫我不犯罪了，为我祷告。
So why don't you pray for me so I won't sin?
但是耶稣没有为他不犯罪祷告。
And yet Jesus did not pray that he won't sin.
就为他不要失去信心。
But rather pray that he won't lose faith.
然后你回头之后
After you repent,
要坚固你的弟兄
You will be firm and help to edify others.
这个是对他生命的提升
And now Jesus lift his life up.
好，最后一点呢，因为时间不多。
Lastly,
最后一点，第三个地方我们可以思想。
The third point that we can consider.
对，也是在这个圣经里面提到。
It's also in this passage.
他说。仰望了将将真道创始成终，或者说为我们的信心创始成终。
Verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
我觉得这个创始成终啊，就是说他是那个开始，也是完成的那位神。
So pioneer and perfecter means he is the beginner and finisher of faith.
我不晓得大家对这个创始成终的那个了解是一个怎么样的这种怎么了解
I don't know how much you appreciate the phrase pioneer and perfecter
对我来说这个好宝贵
To me, this is something worth treasure
什么叫创始呢
And what does it mean being a pioneer?
他就说他走在我前头的
That means he is ahead of me
他为我的人生打开好多的局面呢。
He opens many opportunities for my life.
对我来说是这样。
To me, this is it applies to me.
我的这个人生啊，真的不晓得，在年轻的时候不晓得怎么走。
When I was young, I truly don't know how to plan for my life.
我爸爸好早就离开世界。
My father left this earth so when I was very young.
其实他没有什么留给我。
He left nothing to me.
我记得那天我去到医院的时候
I still remember that day I went to the hospital
我十几岁那个时候
I was still a teenager
十几岁我去医院他都不在了
When by the time I arrived hospital he has already passed away He has already passed away
然后呢在那个病床旁边有个桌子
And right next to his deathbed there was a table
那个桌子就放那个手表，那是我爸爸的手表。
And on the table here was my father's watch.
那就是所有的东西。
That's all he had.
然后呢，我那个时候我这个人生还那个时候还没有信主。
At the time, I wasn't a believer at the time.
过了一年才信主。
I accept Jesus a year after.
那时候自己前路茫茫。
And to me.My future is so confused.
然后信了，就算是信了主之后呢，也是差不多。
Even after I accept Jesus, my future is seem very confusing to me.
我的书读得不好。
Because I wasn't a good student.
从小我就喜欢读钱，没有心读书。
And ever since I was young, I never really truly pay attention to study.
就真的前路茫茫啊
And therefore, I really don't know what's ahead of me.
我信了主之后，我最喜欢唱一首歌。
And after I accept Christ, I start to love one hymn so much.
最近我还 YouTube 还找到了首歌。
And even today, I still can find this song on YouTube.
那是什么呢
？And what is the hymn?
主耶稣是否仍然看顾
？Lord Jesus, do you still care?
这是当我看到前面的时候，我问这个问题。
That this is the very question I ask when I face my future.
那首歌里面的歌词很好的。
And the lyrics was so beautiful there.
那个答案是他必看顾，他必看顾。
The answer is he cares, he cares.
然后我就把我的一生来交托给。
Then I put and trust my life to his hand.
我发觉回想那过去几十年。
When I look back the years of my life in the past.
一位创始的神。
He is truly the pioneer.
在我所行的每一段人生的路上。
Every stages of my life.
他都为我开路。
He opens the way.
要时间不能够一一讲了，不过那确实是这样。
Because of the time limitation, I couldn't really list out all the opportunities he has done for me.
圣经说他用他心中的纯正与手中的巧妙来带领我们人生的路。
In the scripture, he used his upright righteousness to and skillful hand to lead our lives.
所以弟兄姐妹，当你觉得你前面的路好像不晓得应该怎么走，觉得很疲倦，觉得很迷茫的时候，仰望思想那位创始的耶稣。
And dear brother and sister, when you wonder what's ahead of your life, at the time, this is the time we should fix our eyes upon Jesus and consider him.
也是位成终的耶稣。
And he is also a perfecter of our faith.
他让我们的人生变得完全完整。
He perfect our life.
我觉得这个真的很好。
I think this is truly beautiful.
所以我以前我还没有奉献自己的时候。
Before I dedicate my life.
那信主一段时间了。
Though I have believed in the Lord for some time.
神在我心中感动我来一生奉献。
God placed an inspiration in my heart to serve him for my whole life.
我是很愿意的。
I truly want to.
我觉得这是一种恩典。
To me, this is a mercy and grace.
不过呢，心里面有种害怕。
And yet, there's a fear still in my was still in my heart.
我不敢保证我自己能够一生走这条路走到底。
I couldn't guarantee I will finish the way that Jesus has laid before me for the rest of my life.
我不是对神没有信心。
It's not I don't have faith to God.
我对自己没有信心。
It's because I don't have faith to myself.
所以好多的 struggle.
And therefore, there were so many struggles I was facing.
不过有一句话鼓励了我。
And however, there's a word which encouraged me.
我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
是因为这句话我就走上。
Because of this word, I was able to continue on.
几十年过去。
A few decades has passed.
我相信他不单创始，他也成终。
I truly believe he is not only the pioneer, but he is also the perfecter.
最近我读一篇诗篇。
I just read a psalm recently.
我相信我也这也是我的祷告。
It is also my prayer.
那篇诗篇是39篇最后一节。
And this psalm is Psalm 39, the very last verse.
那个是一个祷告。
And it is a prayer indeed.
那是非常好的一个祷告。
It is a very good prayer.
他求神在他去而不返之前。
That Before I depart and no more,
叫我的力量复原。
So, before that, may I regain my strength.
这个是他的一个祷告。
It is the psalmist prayer.
我后来我听说有一个另外一个翻译。
And later on, I realized there is another translation.
是我的同工告诉我。
It was shared by my coworker.
他说这个力量复原。
It talk about restore your strength.
在我去而不返，去而不返的意思就是我死亡的时候。
So when the phrase about depart and no more means the person is dead.
他就说那个祷告就是我当我离开世界那一天。
It's talk about by the time when we depart from this world.
神啊，求你帮助我的能够有力量。
And pray God may you restore my strength.
但是那个同工说还有另外一个翻译。
And my coworker told me there is actually another translation.
啊，觉得很好。
It's even better.
那个翻译是什么呢
？And what is the translation?
他说求你在我去而未返之前。让我再次微笑。
It translates as I may smile again before I depart and no more. I feel this is truly beautiful.
假如我能够在离开世界的时候
，If I can leave the world，
能够微笑的
，and still smile，
啊，那是太好了。
It will be truly great.
那是太 perfect。
It will be perfect.
这是可以的。
And truly, we can do that.
也没有见过人离开世界的时候是微笑的。
Have you seen anyone who were dying and smile?
我有一个人告诉我，她的婆婆就是她的奶奶啊，她就是带着微笑来离开世界。
A person shared with me that his grandma left the world smiling.
啊，这是我们的一个祷告。
This is truly our prayer.
也是个可以的事情。
It's something is doable and possible.
现在呢，我会有这样的祷告。
Now I have the prayer like this.
我不是说我去而不返之前。
I won't say it's the before I depart and no more.
我的祷告是我每天睡觉之前。
But I pray that before I sleep.
我求神给我能够。再有微笑，是说能够带着微笑来睡觉。
I pray that I may smile before I fall into sleep. Every single day.
到现在为止，
都
可以。
Yeah, I smile and fall into sleep every single night.
就说我每天就好早就起来。
Every morning I get up early.
然后去参加祷告会。
Then I attend prayer meeting.
然后到我真的要工作之前呢，其实祷告会完了之后，我还有一些时间。
There's still buffer time after prayer meeting before I go to work.
然后再好好安排一天的工作。
Then I will lay out the schedule of the day.
差不多一件一件就把它做好。
So every single day I will do this routinely.
也有一些没有预料到的。
Of course, there is something will pop up unexpectedly.
把它做好。
Then I will finish them all.
然后睡觉之前
Then before I fall into sleep.
是可以。虽然不是笑出来，但是还安心的睡觉。
But I will put on a smile and fall into sleep.
我通常都睡得很好。
And I have a very sweet dream every single night, and my wife can be my witness.
我觉得这是一种恩典。
I feel this is truly a grace.
所以弟兄姐妹，前面的路
，and therefore, brother and sister, what's ahead of your way?
好好的走
，may you walk on this path firmly.
假如你还在那个死亡列车上了，你就不要走这条列车了。
If you are still on the train of death, may you get off the train.
要走那条永生的路
，but rather to get on the way of eternal life and run on it, run the race.
放下各样的重担
，to put off and throw off all the burdens.
交托给上帝。
And trust them to Jesus.
然后仰望他。
And fix your eyes.
思想。
Consider him.
思想那位忍受罪人顶撞的主。
Consider him who has been opposed by sinners.
让他能够帮助你。
So may his story can help you.
轻看。
To despise.
周围的那种顶撞。
All the oppositions you are facing.
把你的人生交托给他。
To entrust your life to him.
因为他乐意把你的人生提升起来。
Because he is willing to lift up your life.
造就你。
To edify you.
抬举你。
To lift you up.
然后把你的结局也交托给他。
Then also turn your ending story to him as well.
他是创始成终的神。
Because he is the pioneer and perfecter of your life.
他让我们的最后那个结局完整。
He will perfect our life story.
再次微笑。
Once again, smile.
我觉得这是很值得了，我们的为这件事情来祷告。
This is something that is worthwhile for us to pray.
我们可以带着微笑来完了我们的人生。
We can finish our life with a smile.
我们一起低头祷告。
May we bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的父神，感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你把这样美好的救恩给了我。
For you have given us such beautiful salvation.
主啊，这条侍奉的路，信仰的路，有一些的需要放下，需要脱去的事情。
The weight of faith, the weight of ministry, there are many things we need to throw off.
但我们知道这些放下、脱去都是对我们有益的。
Everything that we need to throw off, put off, are beneficial to our life.
主啊，我们相信你是我们人生的创始成终的主。
And truly, we believe you are the pioneer and perfecter of our lives.
主啊，帮助在这里的弟兄姐妹都懂得常常转眼来仰望你。
And Lord, may you help us, all the brothers and sisters here, understand how to fix our eyes upon you.
也让你常在我们的心中。
So that you will remain in our hearts.
成为我们生活的力量。
To become the strength of our life.
让你把你的话藏在我们的心中。
May we keep your words.
成为我们生命的粮。
To become the food of our life.
成为我们路上的光。
To become the lamp of our path.
垂听我们祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.